Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with today's selection. A chemotherapy treatment can take several hours. The infusion room is usually a quiet place, with patients in recliner chairs, and often a friend or a partner seated next to them. Conversation is minimal. People simply concentrate on trying to get well. Jennifer Heatley, a young poet from Ithaca and a social worker, describes her thoughts as she sits with her friend who is having chemo. Her poem is called I Imagine the Poison, in memory of Margaret Launius. While you were sleeping on the way to chemo that beautiful Friday morning, from the serene and loving quiet circle circling around us, I realized that the 39-mile drive was only roughly 1/2500th the length of the bloodways of the body. If they were to be unwoven and laid out, they would circle around this spinning gem of a planet four times, and so would I walk around this world for a cure. I thought about the lifeblood of you, and while I sat beside you with the new poison pumping, I tried with all my might to imagine that the poison was sunlight, shining through your veins with a warmth that heals to the bone. I imagined the poison was fresh, robust air entering you through the Metaport window in your chest, blowing the cancer cells adrift as if they were simply dust that had gathered on drapes. I imagined the poison was like chicken broth, soup for the soul, glistening and golden with the sweet fatty innards of love, floating full of the tender care of mothers, grandmothers, daughters, sisters, and ancestors who believed there was nothing that chicken stock could not cure. And I imagined the poison was like the water in Dorothy's bucket, and that the cancer cells would shrink and melt like the Wicked Witch of the West. And I imagined the poison was a long lineup of protesters marching, holding flags that said, peace now, and make love, not war. In the lineup were veterans who donned welding masks and melted their machine guns into a giant peace sign. I protest this cancer, and I chant to myself, may peace be in this body. Send in the sunlight, air, water, chicken stock, protesters, and peace. I said a silent prayer while we were waiting for the oncologist. I imagined that the poison was seed and soil. May life and landscape begin sprouting up again. May these nesting grounds fill up with birds fledging from the watershed of spirit and hope. May they rise up through the branches of your body and call out with their song of life.